Iraq is likely to receive early attention in the new Bush administration. During the campaign, George W. Bush sharply criticized the Clinton administration for neglecting the danger posed by Iraq's President Saddam Hussein and for allowing U.S. policy in the region to drift. Now that Bush is about to become the commander-in-chief, the question arises, what will he do about Iraq? NPR's Ted Clark reports.
During his debate with Al Gore on October 11th, candidate Bush warned that the international coalition to contain Iraq is unraveling. Mr. Bush was questioned by moderator Jim Lehrer.
I would hope to be able to convince people I could handle the Iraqi situation better. I mean,
With Saddam Hussein, you mean?
Yes.
And you could get him out of there?
I'd like to, of course, and I presume this administration would as well, but we don't know. There's no inspectors now in Iraq. The coalition that was in place isn't as strong as it used to be, and it's going to be important to rebuild that coalition to keep the pressure on him.
You feel that as a failure of the Clinton administration?
I do.
Later in the debate, Mr. Bush said he wanted to make sanctions against Iraq tougher, his word. But he didn't say how he would do that at a time when most European and Arab governments think the existing sanctions are already too tough on the Iraqi people. When asked about it, Bush advisers simply say they want to re-energize the sanctions and the coalition. But you can read quite a lot into that phrase, according to Richard Haass of the Brookings Institution.
I think implicit in that is the idea that you've got to be willing to stake out positions that would appeal to Iraq's Arab neighbors, as well as possibly to Russia and France. And that means that we might have to compromise on things, but in return, we would get some of the things that we want.
Haass, who served in the first Bush administration, argues that the next Bush administration could fashion a new bargain, a new set of sanctions that would hurt Saddam Hussein's regime more and, at the same time, ease the burden on the Iraqi people.
Two things have to stay in place. First, you've got to make sure that Saddam Hussein cannot get his hands directly on revenues from oil sales. It needs to continue to be controlled by a UN escrow account. Secondly, it's important that Saddam Hussein is unable to import military items or so-called dual-use items that would essentially allow him to rebuild his military. So I would be willing to soften some other aspects of sanctions, for example, to allow Iraq to import a greater variety and number of, say, civilian items in order to rebuild international support, to keep the core elements of these sanctions in place.
Like Richard Haass, John Bolton also served in the first Bush administration. Now with the American Enterprise Institute, Bolton says George W. Bush should begin intense consultations with the old anti-Saddam coalition.
It's a matter, as much of anything else, of reasserting American leadership. I think people have seen that when America loses interest in a problem, it's safe for them to lose interest in it as well. And I think by making it once again a high international priority, just by doing that, the Bush administration can go a long way toward bringing people back to considering seriously what needs to be done.
And one purpose of that consultation would be to prepare the Arab world for U.S. military action against Iraqi forces if they should again become a threat to the region. Richard Haass.
If we are to use military force, we should now make the preparations, not just militarily, but diplomatically, for massive bombing. Not 4 days like we saw 2 years ago in so-called Operation Desert Fox, which was really feckless, but a massive sustained bombing campaign that weakens his security forces and his military and perhaps sets in motion the exact sorts of internal changes we want to see.
What Haass means by internal changes is the toppling of Saddam Hussein, another goal endorsed by George W. Bush. John Bolton says the new president should pursue several options simultaneously to accomplish this goal, from covert action
through the support of legitimate resistance groups or the occasion of a dissatisfied Iraqi military officer who decides to take matters into his own hands.
Can the Bush administration hasten Saddam Hussein's demise? Robert Pelletreau is a former Assistant Secretary of State, now with the law firm Afridi & Angel in Washington.
Whether there's any realistic possibility of bringing about a change of regime is something I'm personally quite skeptical about, but I think the administration is going to take a hard, careful look at it.
This will be part of a review of U.S. policy toward Iraq that the new administration will undertake. Again, Robert Pelletreau.
My own guess is that as they go through this review, they will see that there's probably not a great deal more that can be done except perhaps turn one or two of the screws a little tighter.
The review of Iraq policy is expected to take place soon after George W. Bush takes office. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.